Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I want to thank you for joining me today and hope we're coming through loud and clear. If you noticed, our topic today, we're going to talk about ROI. The ROI, and simply as some of you and most of you probably know, that's like it stands for return on investment or a return on what something may have cost you. It's like, you know, in the financial world, it is the net income over a period of time and the investments, what it costs resulting from the investment of some resource at some point in time. But what it is that it's really an ROI, a return on investment, is used to evaluate the efficiency of an investment that you've made. Yeah. So you make an investment in something, give it some time, and then let's see what you get back in return. What do you recover from making this investment? What do you receive? What appears? What shows up when you make this investment? What's restored to you evaluating what you gave? Well, that's where we are right now. Return on investment. And I want to just briefly let you know that we're talking about the investment of love. The investment of love. I want you to really get settled because our show today, just because of a small technical difficulty, an error on my part, it's only going to be 15 minutes. Rather than to try to go back in and change it, we'll just do 15 minutes today. But I want to just briefly give you a scripture, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. He that loveth not doesn't know God. Why? Because God is love. So when we love, what type of investment? We're investing our time, a smile, a word of encouragement, a kind word when perhaps we've received a harsh word. Because love means, in my assessment today, is to give first and then receive later, the return on investment. Love, to give first and then receive later. Or we take it a step further and even forget that you have given. I don't know. One of my closest, dearest, loving relatives was just cleaning up and found some money. It was like, wow. Actually, she said, I forgot I had put it there. And it came at the right time. She forgot. But guess what?
it was still there. Perhaps maybe not growing interest, but it was still there. So true love is the first gift, not waiting for someone else to give first. And knowing that I might receive later or I might not. And taking it a step further, forgetting that you've even given. Yeah. Thinking about the other person first. And then receiving that return on investment. In other words, I heard a very wise man say, learning to live for the sake of others. Letting go of selfishness. Return on investment. Giving love. And then later, being restored more than you gave. Yeah, that's really what a return on investment is really all about. Gaining from what you invested, and what did it cost you to invest? What does it cost for us to invest love, to be kind, to give a smile, to make a phone call, to visit someone that may be unable to come out of their environment? Send a text. Reach out in love. Send a old school card just to say I'm thinking about you. The return on investment. What does love cost us? But I promise you, if you don't get the return from the person that you gave the love to or the act of kindness, you will receive it from God or someone else. Have you ever done something nice for someone and then someone turned around and did something nice for you? Or have you ever done something nice for someone and who you may have least expected did something nice for you? You do a favor for someone, return on investment, ROI. Don't really look to that person to return the act of love. And that's kind of difficult to do. But let's just look to God. And you never know who God's going to use to be a blessing and show love to you in your life. So why do we give love? You know why? And like I said, we're going to have a short broadcast today simply because of a technical error. It's only be 15 minutes. Listen, why do we give? Because you really don't get a lot of love from yourself. And we're not talking about loving yourself as you love your neighbor, but we're saying that external love, you understand what I mean, beloved, that external love, it comes to you from others. Yes, we love ourselves, but the Bible even tells us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. That's not just exclusively for the person that receives that scripture, but if you love your neighbor as you love yourself, the neighbor also has to adhere to that admonishment if they know it. Now, love yourself, but then you love your neighbor as you love yourself. So now we really, that love begins to come in a multitude, right? A return on investment. That love begins to come in a multitude, like a stream, like waves on an ocean coming back to us because it comes from others. If we want to receive love, if we want a return on investment, we need to invest our love in others. I said this will be a short broadcast today, so I really want you to grab this. This love will help us to be healthy, those around us to be healthy, our home, our community, our place of worship. Return on investment, gaining from the investment of love that you have put into someone else. What did it cost me? A smile, an extra trip, a little time, This love will begin to reduce the corruption in our communities. This love will begin to reduce corruption in our government, in businesses, even in the educational realm, even in the art. Yeah, true art will begin to replace things that are not of God. I'm talking about what love can do. The corruption in our homes will begin to lessen. Selfishness, rebelliousness, infidelity, all of this because, my beloveds, we're taking the time to love. And it's just common sense. Like I said, we don't just get love from ourselves. It comes from others. And if we want to receive love, we need to invest our love in others. It's the key. It's one of the keys. It's one of the keys to the kingdom of heaven here on earth, living for the sake of others, having a higher purpose. And you will receive an investment. Ah, I often say that I love you because I mean it. And I do feel and I do experience your love. Yeah, I have a little surprise for you. I'm going to be, I understand it's live. It went live today. I have a new website, and I'd like you to check it out and let me know your thoughts. When I say I want feedback, I'm not just saying that. I want to know what you think because that's important to me. Yeah, I have a new website, and you can check it out. It's drglovinaministries.com. And my name, Glovina, is spelled with two I's, G-L-O-V-I-N-I-A. So it's D-R, the new website, D-R-G-L-O-V-I-N-I-A, ministries, plural, .com. Check out my new website. Let me know what you think. I'm excited about it. It's something new, and it's something for me that's very exciting. And I want you to know I had a lot of help in doing this from a very, very powerful group of people that took time from their schedule to help this dream to come to fruition. I want you to know that I love you and all of you that worked on this website. I want to say thank you and God bless you. It's so wonderful. Check it out. Listen, return on investment, a return on the love that you've invested. You will gain. It may look like sometimes that you won't, but you will. You'll gain. You'll recover more love. You'll get more than you invested. You will have more appearances of love and acts of kindness as you do those same things. I want to thank all of you for joining me for this particular podcast. Hey, can we really be the first ones to reach out in love? Can we patiently wait for the return on the investment and keep giving while you're waiting? You know, it's like investing in stocks. Yeah, you patiently wait. And you keep giving, you keep investing, and it begins to come to fruition. I want to thank you for joining me today. I want to shout out again to all my listeners, and I want to say that I love you and I appreciate you. We'll be back to our regular time, as I mentioned. This episode is shorter than the other ones usually are. But know that God loves you, I love you, and I want you to love others. God bless you. Peace, prosperity, and the sweet possession of the Holy Spirit in, through you, and your family.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. Until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.